with no blankets, no warm clothes, nothing. But you can change that. Join the Winter Warmer campaign by Radio Christian Voice and help spread the warmth. It's simple. Donate gently used or new warm clothing, including blankets, socks, hats, gloves, scarves, jumpers, anything to keep someone warm this winter. Drop your donations at the Radio Christian Voice office along Alakankata Road in Mass Media and let's make a real difference. Can't donate? No problem. Help by spreading the word. Tell a friend, share on social media, let's reach more people. Because no one should battle winter alone. Call 0960-318018 for more information. Winter Warmer Campaign. Your warmth, their hope.
The time is 18 hours. This time check is sponsored by Ecobank. Ecobank, a better way to bank.
My son just moved to the UK. And honestly, I was so worried about how I would send money to him. Different country, different currency. It all just felt stressful. And then I discovered Ecobank International Transfers. I opened my mobile app, and in just a few steps, I sent money directly from my account to him. In foreign currency, safe, secure, and no delays. It gave me so much peace of mind knowing I can support my son anytime, no matter the distance.
Send money abroad conveniently with Ecobank International Transfers. Ecobank, a better way to bank without borders.
Christian Voice News, the Global Link.
Government urges to strengthen Ebola preparedness measures. Governance expert says number of presidential aspirants reflects growing democracy. And DR Congo governor says Ebola needs a swift response to prevent catastrophe. Good evening. With the main news, I'm Margaret Mwanza. The Medicines Research and Access Platform, MEDRAP, has urged government to intensify screening measures at all border posts, airports and other entry points into the country following the outbreak of Ebola in neighboring Democratic Republic of Congo. MEDRAP Secretary General David Banda says authorities must ensure that screening systems are fully operational, adequately staffed and supported by necessary equipment and resources. Mr. Banda said the proactive approach will help limit the risk of transmission within communities. He has further called on government to ensure that isolation and treatment centers across the country are fully prepared and operational in the event of any Ebola virus disease outbreak. Specialized response teams, including healthcare workers and emergency personnel, must be adequately trained, equipped, and ready to manage any suspected or confirmed cases, said Mr. Banda in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. Mr. Banda also stressed the urgent need for intensified community sensitization and public education campaigns on Ebola virus disease. He said citizens must be made aware of the signs and symptoms of the disease, modes of transmission and preventive measures. Mr. Banda noted that increased public awareness will protect positive health-seeking behavior, encourage timely reporting of suspected cases, reduce misinformation and panic, and ultimately save lives. He added that preparedness is essential in reducing mortality rates and preventing healthcare systems from becoming overwhelmed. Mr. Banda has since called on citizens to support government efforts by remaining alert, observing public health guidelines, and promptly reporting suspected cases.
The number two, we feel as countrywide surveillance should be on a higher rate. So all our health workers, we aid them wherever they are. They should be higher rate. Let them familiarize themselves with the signs and symptoms so that if they meet patients or clients presenting at their facilities with those similar signs, they should be able to alert the authorities and maybe further investigation should be done. This will help us to prevent further spread, prompt management for our patients who will be identified with the Ebola virus, and also preventing the spread of the virus.
The Ministry of Education has reassured teachers across the country that cases involving upgraded teachers are being attended to on a case-by-case basis, following discussions on recent remarks by Emoluments Commission regarding academic upgrades and salary progression in the public sector. The remarks by the Commission indicated that advancements in qualification do not lead to automatic upgrade in salary or position. Ministry Permanent Secretary for Educational Services, Kelvin Mambwe, says government appreciates the commitment by teachers who continue to upgrade their academic and professional qualifications in order to enhance the quality of education delivery in Zambia. Dr. Mambwe said the ministry recognizes the importance of academic progression and remains committed to handling matters relating to upgraded teachers with the seriousness and attention they deserve. Teachers who invest in further studies play an important role in strengthening the education sector and improving learning outcomes for learners, said Dr. Mambwe. In a statement issued to RTV News in Lusaka today, Dr. Mambwe said government is also aware of the existing backlog of teachers whose academic upgrades are yet to be addressed and remains calm on progressively resolving the matter in a fair, transparent and sustainable manner. He has since encouraged teachers to remain calm and patient as government continues working towards addressing these concerns in an orderly and sustainable manner. Governance expert Wesley Mianda says the number of aspiring presidential candidates ahead of this year's general election is a clear indication that democracy in Zambia is growing. Out of about 30 candidates who declared interest in contesting the presidency, 14 candidates were approved and declared eligible to file their nominations. Speaking in an interview with RTV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Mianda said the number of candidates demonstrates that there is democracy in the country's political landscape, as every eligible Zambian exercised their constitutional right to file nominations. He, however, noted that not everyone who expresses interest in standing for presidency can automatically be declared eligible, as some candidates did not meet the set requirements. Mr. Mianda has since commended the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, for conducting a successful nomination process. He further urged the eligible candidates to now focus on explaining their manifestos to the people so that voters can make informed decisions ahead of the polls.
Many, a good number of them actually have fallen off, but the number that has remained for these aspiring candidates, as they are certified by ECZ, and clearly shows that our democracy is growing, because look, it's not everyone actually who may wish to stand and would automatically be, you know, pronounced, you know, eligible to contest as a presidential candidate.
A total of 13,686 students across the country accessed technical education, vocational and entrepreneurship training, TVET bursaries, in the first quarter of 2026, surpassing the target of 1,500 beneficiaries. The bursary initiative is aimed at supporting vulnerable and deserving students to pursue skills training in various sectors. Cluster Advisory Group 2 co-chairperson under the National Development Coordinating Committee, Brian Winger, disclosed the development in an interview with the Zambia News and Information Services, ZANIS, in Lusaka. Mr. Winger said government also exceeded its target in the recruitment of science, technology, engineering and mathematics STEM lecturers, with 40 lecturers recruited against a target of 12 during the first quarter of 2026. He further revealed that 496 public and private institutions benefited from TVET fund financing during the same period, far above the initial target of 6 institutions. Mr. Mwinga commended government for the progress made in advancing skills development, noting that skills training is key to driving the country's development agenda, especially with the support of the increased Constituency Development Fund CDF allocation. He states the initiatives are expected to contribute significantly to poverty reduction and economic empowerment. Mr. Mwengahu is also